No,
No,
we have two.
there's a line from Moshe Shapiro. Moshe Shapiro, someone came to him on Purim, and he says, I'm a Ben Torah. He says, what's a Ben Torah? He said, so the Bacher says, a Ben Torah is someone who knows Torah. So he says, okay, so what's a gut? So what's a Talmid Chacham? So he said, I don't know. He says, I'll tell you. Talmid Chacham is someone that knows that they don't know Torah. You learned enough to know you don't. So he says, okay. So then Rashi says, so what do you think a gadol Torah is according to that? So then I says, the gadol Torah is that he knows so much that he realizes he knows absolutely nothing. That's really good. Right? So that's kind of what you think of when you finish the sefer,
Yeah.
right? If you come to the point that you realize you know absolutely nothing, you've gone through it well.
So I feel like any concept I ever had of God is so out the window. Huh?
I hear what you're saying.
Huh?
I hear what you're saying. It's crazy, but it's still kind of true. Okay. 55. Page Memvav in this print. We're a couple minutes late. Let's hop right. So he says, Amra, let's go on in a couple minutes. Amra Neshama. Sikum. Let's summarize. Zaklal. Shleimusa Yisbarach Mitzarat with 56. Ainu Musa Gaklal, we cannot understand the full Shleimus of Hashem Achbar. So you see, last is Bechoy Ketuvay. Lefoch is Bo'isam Hamaisim, Shem Lefi Arkenu. Since Hashem wanted to do things, Lefi Arkenu, V'lo Yoyser, some Eitzes V'gilgulei, Hanhaga, Lahavi, Kol Abriyos, El Shleimus V'tikun. He gave opportunities to tikkun. V'zeh nistar shebuchol ma'aseh. V'nin the part which is nistar, not seen. Tzad ha'shavash b'men. V'nistaram zeh. K'tzas min k'tzas min av mizgala v'nikar mitrach ha'maisim atzim k'shoretz k'sh bochol v'korach inav. Inenu. When he wants to give us a glimpse to his shleimus, and he gives us a glimpse into that world, but efes ruboy adayin yishar meroimam v'nizgav, but most of it will be above our understanding. V'loimus ha'klam meref oimik ha'chmas yizbarach ha'niflal. So we don't understand even the part that's being revealed to us. Okay. Now, hine tzaruch shetei, he's introducing a new concept, I think, here now. Ki hanhaga hamisyaches mamish la'adon
58,
baruch hu.
58.
No, 56, second paragraph. Ki hanhaga hamisyaches mamish la'adon baruch hu. Ki hanhagas hashleimus. Again. When you're dealing with Hashem in his own, what's really more descriptive of him, that's the anhaga of Shlemus. Ki hu shalim, because he is shalim, complete. Hoyal v'hoylach. So everything he does and is shalim. And therefore, the more you get closer to Shlemus, the more you are actually identifying the true Bo'yer Adam. Hine Yahshua told us Ahukim Vahamidu Isahim, Kedavra. So he explained to the bottom what this complicated paragraph means over here. It says it means like this: Hanhagas Hashlemus Nevas. So in other words, the idea again is that the Etzem Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that it, which is the more descriptive of who he is the Hanhaga of Shleimus. The Hanhaga of Schar Va'Oinesh is only the Hanhaga that is for us in the way we are now. Okay? So let's read that inside again. It says, Ubiyois, and since Shekvar Sider V'Som HaChukim V'Hasadarim. He made the rules, the Siddharim, Lama Sheyagia El HaNivroim, to the way it should be experienced by people, Lefi Derech HaToivara, which it would be appropriate according to the actions of good and evil. So he's matching up his Hanhaga according to what's Toiv and what's Ra, even though that's not really the Shleimus of his Hanhaga. Hine Yachshavu told us Achukim Amidus Ahim. So he says the problem is like this. Therefore, once the system of Tov v'Ra, once the system of Schar v'Onesh, once it's a system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to have the world run Api Schar v'Onesh, there will be things that come out which are not according to the Shleimus of Hashem, because they're according to our actions. It's a response to us. But that is already a system that he made in place. He has that system in place. So sometimes it's just going to come out results of the system which are not kefi the shleimus, which we already discussed. Anything which is a response to our actions of Tov v'Rav, Schar v'Onesh, the world of Bechir, what do you want to call it? That's not really the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
In other words,
a person may end up not being zoiche to the full toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the system is that for him to be zoiche, he's going to zoiche only according to his actions, and the actions don't warrant pure toiv. So it could be what he's getting is not pure toiv, even though whatever comes from Hashem should be pure toiv. But Hashem made a system that for him to be zoiche, he needs to be zoiche only according to his actions. We already discussed kind of the concept, but however, but as long as the world is set up in a way that you need this schar v'onesh to rule, I don't exactly understand what the significance of what he's saying is, but he's saying somehow the Shleimus Gomer will dictate how the Tov v'Ra is given. I wish he gave an example here. Because really Hashem is Shleimus, runs everything. Okay? Even those things which come from the other world of Tov and Ra. What he's doing here exactly, but it's a complicated concept. He's basically trying to say is that the results of the world of Tov and Ra, which is the world of Schar V'Onesh, which is the world of Mishpat, he called it before, at the end is dictated by the world of Yichud. So let me give an example. Let's say I have somebody that I'm going to, I decided that I'm going to make a scoring system. And based on how everyone behaves in class, I'm a Rebbe. And based on how everyone is in class, I am going to give them according to their behavior, right? But happens to be that the way it's going to be given is according to my ultimate goals. So if I'm the Rebbe, then maybe, or let's say it's going to, the reward and the punishment is going to be flavored by the flavor of the person giving the reward and punishment. So let's say the Rebbe happens to be that he owns a candy store. So the way he's going to give the Schar V'Onesh is a candy. But let's say he owns a farm store, maybe the way he would give it was through a farm. It's going to be defined by, see, since Hashem in the world of Schar V'Onesh is still the same Hashem who represents the world of Yichud, so the way, and which is ultimate Shleimus of Toiv, even the Schar V'Onesh is going to be a Schar V'Onesh which has in it a flavor of Shleimus of Toiv, and it's going to be getting us to the ultimate good. So it's not a steer to the other world. But he already said this, like, kind of concept a few times. So he's introducing you a third concept. We'll read it and we'll have to try to understand it tomorrow. It says, Lahavchin b'chol mida mi midos of Yisbarach, v'hi hemshech told us hamida hahi mikoach ge'ulas hashlemus atzmai. The way he explains that on the bottom, basically what he just said now was, is that there's an inyan shlishi. He just introduced a third concept. What he was talking about till now the whole time was there's a world of yichud, and then there's a world of mishpat, and two things are happening simultaneously. Now he's saying that there's actually an interaction between those two worlds. That since it's Hashem running both, so the world of mishpat will have in it flavor from the Olam of That's what he's saying here.
But what is that? What does that flavor really mean?
So I would say what
How
that
does it
means,
manifest itself?
right? So I would, that's what I was saying before. I wish we could give some examples, but I assume that the way it manifests itself is that, for example, what we learned in Elazman, that there's 13. Oh, by the way, just to connect, in other words, the way it manifests itself is that Hashem says, I'll give you an opportunity for tshuva. Yeah, if you're a pure mishpat person, tshuva shouldn't be an option. In jail, down here in this world, right, mishpat doesn't allow for tshuva. There's consequences for your actions. I know you feel very bad, sir, but 27 years is prison, 27 years in prison. Doesn't make a difference that you feel bad anymore. It's too late to feel bad. So in the world of Mishpat, there's no room for tshuva. So what's the world of tshuva all about? How does the world of tshuva interact with Mishpat? How does the world of tshuva relate to Mishpat? The way the tshuva relates to Mishpat is at the intersection between the Olam of Mishpat and Yichud. It's because at the moment that your person is doing tshuva, they're basically saying, don't judge me according to my actions. Like we said last month with the 13 Midos of Hashem, you can attach yourself to the ultimate goal, the ultimate purpose, the ultimate Boire, and go back to your source. So Hashem will use in the world of Mishpat concepts that really are only appropriate for the world of Yichud. The 13 Midos is a perfect example. Right? We said one of the 13 Midos is Hashem getting the world to a shleimus. Every neshama is going to end up having a shleimus. No neshama gets lost. So, in the world of mishpat, the way that the mishpat is given is with an understanding of yichud. That's what the Torah and Dvar said. That in the world of mishpat, you don't just get punished as a consequence. You get punished as a tikkun for your aveira, so that you can be part of the ultimate process. So there's like this intersection between mishpat and yichud, and that's the way the Mishpat is given, is with an understanding of Yichud a little bit. That's what he's bringing. That's what he's being mechadish in this paragraph. Then he says at the end of this paragraph, he says, "Va'omnom oid yesh lanu ladas." It's all telling Hashem. Don't think that this is like nature by itself. Everything is the Ratzon Hashem, and it's being decided by Hashem every second. So Hashem's running the world. So after this, in 58:7. Amran Hashem is that Poshut Etzli Vein Safek. I get it. So this finally he got it. This is the hardest part to me, but in this sefer he understood it. So this is the chiddush of this paragraph. They're not two independent tracks. There's a cross section where one is mashpia on the other, so that the mishpat ultimately will reflect some an element of Yichud. Okay?
It's multi-dimensional, huh?
Yeah. Hashem is juggling, everybody's personal with their role in the ultimate tikkun and the tikkun of the world in general.
And then all of this false issue of Hashem just limiting things to relate to us
right
and this world.
Exactly. Even though
it has nothing to do
with who he is.
Right. It's just like
it's just so that we can understand and
right.
relate to it.